Yosemite National Park has been closed for nearly 3 months because of stay-at-home orders. But today, the park is reopening in a limited way. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports that the closure has had a huge effect on nearby businesses.
On the way into Yosemite National Park from Fresno sits the Yosemite Sugar Pine Mountain Railroad, which shut down with the rest of California in March. Scott McGee runs the operation.
We lost every single tour group and school group that we had coming up here.
Yosemite is opening with a lot of restrictions. Only about half of the average June visitors are allowed in, and they must make an online reservation for each car in advance. Jamie Richards is a Yosemite spokesperson.
We're going to be monitoring conditions daily. We're going to make adjustments as needed, and we're going to work to maintain safe conditions for visitors.
Only two campgrounds are open, and the larger one is operating at just 50% of capacity. Other campsites are closed due to staffing. Richard says she's interested in seeing how the animals in the park respond again to people.
We've seen a lot of bears out and active. We will see when the park reopens how the animals continue to react and adapt to visitors coming back.
Last year, visitors spent more than $1.7 billion in the four California counties that surround the park. Brooke Smith, with Visit Yosemite Madera County, says that could drop by as much as half this year.
Between fires and government shutdowns, this is definitely the longest we've ever gone with Yosemite National Park being closed.
When she first heard the park was opening, Amy George and her husband Kyle Munholland from Davis, California, rushed to book a few day passes.
I was drinking coffee. I'm like, I'm just going to see. And so I was like, oh, July 22nd has some day passes. Great. That's our 20th anniversary.
The pair of teachers spent their honeymoon in Yosemite. George has visited the park since childhood and hopes the reservation system has long-term effects.
Maybe this will lessen the impact that humans have had on the environment, on Yosemite.
George hopes the limited spaces don't discourage people from trying to make it to the park. She wants everyone to enjoy Yosemite like she always has. For NPR News, I'm Ezra David Romero in Sacramento.